Tana begins the last Mishnah of Pirkei Avos, the last parak of Pirkei Avos, with the words Shanu Chachamim Beloshana Mishnah Baruch Shebocha Behem of Mishnasim. Tana begins teaching us that the Chachamim taught us in the following style of the Mishnah, and the Tana gives a bracha Baruch Shebocha Behem of Mishnasim. A bracha to HaKadosh Baruch Hu for having chosen them and having chosen the way they teach us the Torah. And of course all the Mefarshim try to understand why does our Perek begin with this, with these words of introductions. So the Midrash Shmuel says that the first five Prakim of Pirkei Avos are Mishnayis. However, this perek does not actually represent Mishnayis. However, they're brises. But usually, when we learn Gemara, and the Gemara introduces a brisa, the Gemara uses the words Tana Rabbanan. However, here, the Tana is telling us that these brises are different than other brises throughout Shas. Because typically, a Mishnah was taught by Rebbe and was taught in Lashon HaKodesh. Brises were not learned by Rebbe in Rebbe's Beis Medrash. They were learned, so to speak, outside of Rebbe's Beis Medrash. And in fact, that's where the word brisa means outside, that's where the word brisa comes from. And they were also not taught B'loshon Kodesh. Tells us the Tana that these brises are different than other brises that we have in Shas. They are being taught B'loshon HaMishnah. They're being taught in Lashon HaKodesh, just like Mishnayis are taught in Lashon HaKodesh. And therefore, Baruch Shebocha Behem U'Mishnason, these brises ought to be really called Mishnayis, not brises. Another pshat that he suggests is that, as we know, the time that we particularly learn Pirkei Avos is during the weeks of between Pesach and Shavuos. The first five prakim of Pirkei Avos primarily teach us about midos, primarily teach us about how one is supposed to behave, how one is supposed to act. This perek is called Perek Kinyan HaTorah. Tells us the Tana, Shanu Chachamim B'Loshon HaMishnah. We learned all of the Mishnayis in the previous Prakim. What is the purpose of all of this? The purpose of all of this is Baruch HaShabocha Behem U'B'Mishnasam, that we should come to be ready for Kabbalah HaTorah. A person should first inculcate the lessons of the first five prakim, and by inculcating and learning and following these lessons, he will be ready Baruch HaShabocha Behem U'B'Mishnasam. And I saw that the Sfas Emes expounds on this concept. He says, the Pasuk says, we say the Pasuk, Hashem Chofetz L'man Tzitko Yagdol Torah V'Yadir. By learning Torah, we become bigger. By learning Torah, we become better, and we infuse Kedusha in everything that we do. And that's what the Tanya here is teaching us, trying to teach us. That Shaaruch HaChom B'Loshon HaMishnah, the Tanya is teaching us that we are supposed to take the lessons of the Mishnayis, Baruch HaShabach HaBem B'Mishnason, and to use those lessons and to grow in our Avodas Hashem from the lessons that we learn in these Prokim. The Bnei Yisachar says that the reason Mishnayis are called Mishnah is because Mishnah comes from the word secondary. Mishnah Lamelech, the second to the king. And so too, Torah Shebiksav is the Iker, came from HaKadosh Baruch Hu directly. And then we have Torah Shebaal Peh, which is Mishnah, which is secondary to the Torah Shebiksav. But because it's not Torah Shebiksav, but because it's Torah Shebaal Peh, a person has to constantly review it. In fact, he says, in order to understand and retain any Gemara or Mishnah we learn, we need to review it four times. That's why he says the word Mishnah is made up of four letters. And that's why we know that in every Gemara, the Rashi and Tosfos and the print of our Gemaras are four lines that extend always. Because you always have to learn every Gemara at least four times. And that's what the word Mishnah means. Another word Mishnah is Shinun, to review. And that's what the Tanya is teaching us. Shanu Chachamim. Chachamim teach us, as we are about to begin learning the Perek of Kinyan HaTorah, we're about to begin learning the Perek that teaches us how one could grow in his learning of Torah, is take the lesson of B'loshon HaMishnah. Take the lesson of the word Mishnah. Remember that you need to review every Mishnah four times. Remember that you have to constantly review. And if you do so, then you will be successful in your learning. The Alter from Kelem says that here, again, the Tana, as he begins to teach us the drachim, the ways, Kinyan HaTorah, how to succeed in our learning, teaches us the first thing that we need to accept upon himself is that we have to have the proper attitude towards those that teach us Torah. If a Talmud doesn't have that proper attitude, then he cannot succeed. So as one is about to begin learning, the Tana teaches us, what should be your attitude towards your Rebbes? Baruch Shabocha Behem of Mishnasam. You thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu for their existence in the world. And the Bnei Yisachar takes it a step further. He says, the Gemara in Masechta Gittin, Dav Vav Amud Beis, says, Man Leimelon, Derev Avyosa, Basamchahu. How can we know that Rav Yosef is someone we can rely on? So the Gemara says, the Rav Yosef who the Askim Mori Al Yodei. You know why we could rely on Rav Yosef? Because we find that HaKadosh Baruch Hu relies on Rav Yosef. The Pasuk says, by the story of the Pelegish Begivna, V'tizna Allah Pilakshoi, that the Pelegish was Mezana, and there's a machloikis exactly what was found on this Pelegish. Rav Yosef on Mezvuv Matzala, there was an ant. Rav Yonis on Menima Matzah, her hair was tangled. Says the Gemara, V'ashkechei Rav Yosef Leo. Rav Yosef meets Leo in the street. V'amle, my Ovel HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And he asks Leo HaNavi, what is HaKadosh Baruch Hu currently doing? Amle, ka'osav, the Pelegish forgiver. So he says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is learning the parasha of Pelegish Begivah. Umay Kamar. So he asks him, and what exactly is Hashem saying? Amlei Av Yosef b'ni kach oimer. This is the opinion of Yosef b'ni kach oimer. This is the opinion of Rabbi Yonasan. So asks Rabbi Av Yosef tell yo, v'umik svaik kamishmaya. We don't know. We don't know exactly how to understand the Pasuk. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu certainly understands how to understand the Pasuk. So what's the question that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is trying to answer? So he answered that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying that both are true. Says the B'nai Sascher, let's understand this Gemara. Rabbi Yosser is an individual who speaks to Eliyahu HaNavi like you speak to your friend. That isn't what the Gemara uses as a proof that Rabbi Yosser is a Basamcha. What is the proof that the Gemara wants to use that Rabbi Yosser is a Basamcha, that Rabbi Yosser is someone we can rely on? The fact is that they're learning his Torah in Shemayim. From here we see, he says, what the Tanna is trying to teach us. Baruch Shabocha Behemu B'Mishnasam. The greatest attribute you could say about a Talmud Chacham is the fact that Baruch Shabocha Behemu B'Mishnasam, that Kadosh Baruch Hu speaks his words of Torah. And I saw that the V'Yagid Yaakov takes this one step further. He says, sometimes you have a person that has a tremendous ability to communicate, has a tremendous ability to speak, but the content of his speech is really not that great. Sometimes you have an individual that isn't such a wonderful communicator, but the content of what he's saying is fantastic. So in introducing this perek, he says, Shon Chachamim. First of all, what is being taught in this perek are divrei chachma, great words of wisdom. And they're also being expressed b'loshen ha-mishnah. They're being expressed in a beautiful, articulate manner. When you're able to hear a drasha that has fantastic concepts expressed in the most beautiful way, what should be our attitude? Baruch Shabbachah Behem HaMishnasim, Baruch Hashem, that was zoiche to hear such a drasha. Ramey Shapiro asks a question. He says, throughout Shas, we understand why it's so critical that we, in every Mishnah that we learn, the Tana, who is stating an opinion, his name be identified. Because there are certain rules in Shas. Sometimes the halacha is like what we always pass in like a certain Tana. We know as halacha of Yochid v'Rabim halacha k'Rabim. A Yochid versus Rabim, we pass in like the Yochid. So we have to know if these are opinions of Yochid or Rabim. Sometimes we need to ask a question that the Tana says this is his opinion in this Mishnah, yet there's another Mishnah that seems that this very same Tana has a different opinion. So it's critical to know who's saying what. But he asks, when we learn Pirkei Avos, why is it so critical to know who stated what opinion? Isn't Pirkei Avos just teaching us the proper way how to live? And therefore, that's the lesson. Why is it so important to indicate who said it? So he says that the Mishnah says, number of places here in Pirkei Avos, Hu Haya Omer. And the Sfarim explain Hu Haya Omer to mean, who? This person, Haya Omer, he was exactly what he said. He was on the Madrega, what he said. He didn't just say one thing and live life another way. Rather, who? He lived his life, Haya Omer. And that's what the Tana here is coming to teach us. Shor Chachamim B'Loshon HaMishnah. The Tana is coming to answer that question. Why do we need to know the names of the Chachamim in the Mishnayos of Pirkei Avos that we are now learning? Answers the Tana, Baruch Shabacha Behem of Mishnasam. Because these Tanoim didn't just say these words, these Tanoim live these words. And if you live these words, then you are worthy of being praised. So Ramei says, Ramei begins, Kol Oisik B'Torah L'Shma, Zoich L'Dvarim Harbe. Somebody who learns Torah L'Shma is Zoich L'Dvarim Harbe. It's interesting, the Tana doesn't indicate, first of all, the Tana starts with the word Kol. What is the lesson of the word Kol? So the Medrash Shmuel says that the Tana wants to teach us the Kol. Anybody who learns, whether he's learning Torah L'Shma, or whether he's not learning Torah L'Shma, Zoich L'Dvarim Harbe. He will be Zoicha to many things. But the Tana doesn't indicate what are the Dvarim Harbe. So the Medrash Shmuel says that the Dvarim Harbe mean B'nei Chayim Zayne. He'll have children, he'll have Arichas Yomim, he'll be healthy, he'll have Parnasa. The Satmar Rebbe I saw says we know that the Torah has two words that are very similar but have a slight difference in meaning. There's the word Vayoymer and there's the word Vayedaber. What is the difference in meaning between the word Vayoymer and the word Vayedaber? So we know Rashi says in a number of places in Chumash that Vayoymer means Loshen Rach, a milder language, and Vayedaber represents a tougher language. So Vayedaber means kosher. Says the Satan Rebbe, Kol Aloymed Torah L'Shma, anyone who learns Torah L'Shma, Zoicha means to prevail. This person will be Zoicha. He will be able to prevail over the Dvarim Harbe, over the difficult things that may come up in life. He will, because he's learning Torah L'Shma, he will be Zoicha to prevail over them. And the Mefarshim say, it's not only what he says, not only what he does, but a Talmud Chacham, Zoich L'Dvarim Harbe, because he speaks about Divrei Torah, he's Zoicha that because he's able to teach people Torah, he is Zoicha to all of the brachas that are mentioned in this parak. Another pshat that I saw that the Klausenberger Rebbe suggests, Zoich L'Dvarim Harbe, means that he, if somebody says a Dvar Torah, somebody says a shir, what happens after that shir is taught? They discuss the lessons learned in the shir, the mefalpel on the shir, that shir grows. Kol Aloyim B'Torah L'Shma, if somebody, Kol Oisik B'Torah L'Shma, Zoich L'Dvarim Harbe, that from the few words that he said, that those words multiply so much more. And the Tanakh continues, the entire world is kedai. So what's pshat kol olam kuloi kedai huloi? We find that the pasuk, the Medrash says, Misha omar loy lomoy dai. So what the Tana is teaching us, kol olam kedai huloi, that the entire world was created, dai, it would be just enough to create the entire world just because of him. And continues the Tana, Nikureya ohov oyeves amokim, he's called a friend, he's called Ohov, he's called beloved. Oyevas Hamakim, Oyevas Abriyos, he's a person who loves Hashem, he's a person that loves other people. Mesameach Es Hamakim, Mesameach Es Abriyos, he makes Hashem happy with his behavior, he makes others happy. Umalbashtoi Anova V'yira, and his Torah makes him have humility and yira. So Mefarshim asks, what is the Tana trying to teach us when it says Umalbashtoi Anova V'yira? What are these two different things? Anova V'yira. So the Medrash Shmuel wants to say an interesting pshat. Posh pshat, we would understand that yira, amabashta anova v'yira, means that he comes to a madrega of yira shemayim. He suggests, amabashta anova v'yira, he comes to madrega the people, yira, have yira from him. The Rav Simcha Zissel says pshat in this Tana. He says that there are two types of people, what the Tana is saying. He says there are two types of people in the world. There are people who are the people that Hashem created the world for, and they're people who are only shadows of them. So he says that a person who acts in this way, kol osek b'tayr l'shma, somebody who learns, who acts in this way, he's not just a person that goes through life as a shadow. He's a person who he himself is somebody in this world. Umachshatoi, and the Torah prepares him, liyos, tzaddik, chosid, yosher, v'neman. The power of the Torah is so great that it prepares him, machshatoi, liyos, tzaddik, chosid, v'yam. So I saw that the Mefarshim ask, the word machshartoi is appropriate when we speak about food. We speak about kashrus. What is the word machshartoi over here? So it's interesting. The halacha is that if one is checking the lung of an animal and there's a sircha, there's a lesion attached to that lung, what they do is they try carefully to remove that sircha to see if there's a hole in the lung under that sircha. Says the Tana here, umachshartoi, when somebody learns Torah the way he's supposed to learn, what happens to him is that it takes away, it makes him kosher. It takes away the sirchus. It takes away the yetzahara from him. Umekaftoi l'dei schus, v'nenem imenu eitzah v'tashia. And they have from him eitzah, he could take from him advice, v'toshia, and you should learn Torah from him. So I saw that the Mefarshim ask the obvious question. The Torah is called Toshia. The Torah is called Toshia because Torah is Mateshes Koicha Shel Adam. The Torah weakens a person when he's learning Torah. So Mefarshim ask, if that's the case, Torah isn't really Toshia. Toshia just represents what happens when you learn Torah. When you learn Torah, Toshia, you will become weakened. But why does the Tana call it? Why is Torah called Toshia? So I saw a pshat that because Why does the Torah weaken a person? It's sort of difficult to understand. A person is learning Torah and he gets weak. Shouldn't the Torah strengthen us? The answer is because the only way to really succeed in learning is toshia, is to really engage oneself in learning and put in a lot of energy into his learning. Somebody who is the type of person who is a great person, he will have the ability, that he could give other people advice if he is a person who learns Torah, but it's not enough to learn Torah. It has to be that he learns Torah v'toshia until it weakens him. And then he has the ability to teach other people Torah. Ani shenema li eitz v'toshia, ani bina li gvura. V'nai senes loy malchus memshalas v'chika din, the secrets of the Torah are revealed to him. He is like a river that doesn't stop, or like a spring that doesn't stop. He just grows. So the Medrash Shmuel explains, why does the Tana go say both? If the Tana wants to express how successful a person who learns Torah is, why does the Tana say both and that he will continue growing? Why does it say Mayin Hamizgaber Mayin Shenapoisik Ukanor Hamizgaber? So he says, sometimes if a person teaches Torah, so he has the success that his Talmidim who hear his Shurim, his Talmidim who learn Torah from him, go further. But it sort of stunts his own growth in learning. Tells us the Tana, if somebody teaches and learns Torah in the way that our Mishnah describes, he will be Zoicher, that he will both be a Ma'ayin Shein Apaisik, that his Talmidim will continue the path that he began, and also, he will continue on the path of Nar HaMizgaber, that he too will continue growing. It makes him greater than everything else. But it's very interesting to point out, I saw the Mefarshim say that what is unique about Torah? The Farshim point out that what's unique about Torah is that the same Chumash and the same Mishnayis and same Gemara that the biggest Talmidei Chachamim learn is the same Torah that's learned by children in elementary school. That's what the Tana is teaching us. That the Torah that he began, the same Chumash that he learned as a young child, he could grow from that Torah until he indeed will become a great Talmud Chacham that other people will learn from. The Chafetz Chaim, however, makes an interesting observation. The Chafetz Chaim says that we have a very similar Gemara in Masechta Sanhedrin. But there, this is the wording of the Gemara. Kol oisik b'Torah l'shma, whoever learns Torah l'shma, meisim shalom, he brings shalom to the world. And Rav continues, k'ilu bona Paltrin Shamato, Paltrin Shamala. It's as if he built a castle here in this world, and he built a castle in the Olam Ha'emes. So the Chafetz Chaim explains, what does Rav mean to say, Kilbono Paltrin Shamato, Paltrin Shamala? So he explains, the Pasuk says in Tehillim, L'cho Hashem chesed, ki atem tishalom ish kemaseyu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does chesed because he pays us according to the way we act. So he asks, why is that chesed? If we're doing what we're supposed to be doing, then that's not chesed. We earned whatever we're supposed to get if we're doing what we're supposed to be doing. So he says a very beautiful pshat. He says, if someone is successful in coming up with a fantastic invention, some sort of a machine that has the ability to help you build whatever you're looking to build in a much better, quicker, more efficient, more economical way. Certainly, that individual who made that invention, made that machine, will be very successful, will be paid handsomely for what he accomplished. But he won't get paid as if he built the entire city, because he didn't really build the entire city. He just made an invention that makes it easier to build a city. So too, he says, that's what Rav is teaching us. That when a person is learning Torah, so what happens because a person learns Torah? In Bloy Barisi, if a Kodesh Baruch Hu would not learn Yom V'Layel Chukos Shemayim V'Eretz Lo Samti, if a person won't learn Torah, the world can't continue. So what does the person who's learning Torah do? He kaviyachol gives a Kodesh Baruch Hu the reason to continue the existence of the world. Certainly that something that's very worthy, something that's very praiseworthy. But you can't say that he's the person that created the world or is keeping the world going. Teaches us Rav, Kilubana Pakrin Shamala Balkan Shamata. The person who learns Torah, the person who teaches Torah, not only does HaKadosh Baruch Hu respect and appreciate what he did, what he does, but he gets a reward for it. It's as if he himself is doing it. Kol Oisik B'Torah L'Shma Zoich L'Dvarim Harbeh.